It's Monday, November 21st, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Great way to open up this year's episode of the show, the Go Team from Brighton in the UK, featuring the Star Feminine Band. That's a all-teenage girl group from Benin in Africa. That was a song, Look Away, Look Away. It's a new single from the Go Team. Super great song. Star Feminine Band, I don't know if you saw them. They got some traction earlier this year, I think. They had that album that came out. There were some music videos of them singing and dancing. Pretty good stuff. Speaking of good stuff and sounds of my head favorites like the Go Team, how about this next one, Broken Bells? They're from Los Angeles. I don't even really know the lineup of Broken Bells at this point. It's basically, you know, it started out, it was like the Shins, James Mercer, and like Danger Mouse maybe, and they like got together. Is it still that, or is it just James Mercer now? I'm not really sure. All I know is they got a new record. It's called Into the Blue, and we're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, Saturdays, and then We're Not in Orbit Yet. And both good songs. Not my favorite Broken Bells record, if we're being honest, but it's, you know, it is very consistent with everything else. It's what it is. It's very mono tempo or something. I feel like every song is kind of like the same basically speed, and it just gets kind of boring when I listen to the whole album. But anyway, these two songs, Saturday, We're Not in Orbit Yet, pretty good. I hope you like them too. Without further ado, Broken Bells right now on The Sounds of My Head.
We were never told. We were sent to find. up from the technical department. Please hold. Speed up, slow down, play backwards, plug back in, get out of your head and into the machine. Love's a pleasure, but mama's down, breaking down, winding body move now. Everyone's walking on the shady side of the street, going places. Wrap your pleasure in the theme of the day, smash the machine.
Saving all my love for you every day. if you look at individual human beings, we are not particularly strong or smart compared to other animals. If you put me alone on an island with a chimpanzee and an elephant and a pig and whatever, I wouldn't place my bets on myself. What really makes us special is that we are the only animal that can cooperate flexibly in very, very large numbers. Chimpanzees can cooperate, say, 50 chimpanzees, 100 chimpanzees, but they can't cooperate in thousands and millions. Humans can do that, and all our big achievements in history, from building the pyramids to flying to the moon to building a healthcare system, it is all based on large-scale cooperation, not on an individual genius. And then you ask, okay, so what enables us to cooperate in millions when the chimpanzees can't do that? And the answer is stories and storytelling. Because if you examine any large-scale human cooperation, you always find a story at the basis. It's most obvious in the case of things like religions, that, you know, millions of people coming together to build a cathedral or to wage a war, a holy war, a crusade, because they all believe in some mythology. You can never convince thousands of chimpanzees to come together to fight a war against another group of chimpanzees by promising to them that if they die in the war, they will go to chimpanzee heaven and they receive lots of bananas and coconuts and stuff like that. No chimpanzee will ever believe that. But humans believe it, which is why we are more powerful than the chimps.
Not all ideologies or religions are equally wise or equally useful or equally good, but they're still stories. And the only basis for them is human consensus.
Now, the great thing about liberalism is that it acknowledges its own kind of invented nature, and therefore it has a built-in mechanism to correct its own mistakes. The problematic thing about many religions is that they don't acknowledge that they were invented by human beings, and therefore they don't have a self-correction mechanism. You know, you compare the US Constitution to the Ten Commandments. Both these documents endorse slavery. Everybody knows that about the US Constitution, that when it was initially written, it endorsed slavery. But it's the same with the Ten Commandments. If you look at commandment number 10, it says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house or your neighbor's field or your neighbor's slaves. God has no problem with somebody having slaves. God only has a problem with somebody coveting the slaves of somebody else. Now, with the US Constitution, it's very common today to abuse the founding fathers that they talk about freedom and had slaves and treated women terribly and so forth. But there was one good thing about them. They acknowledged that this is just a human creation. We might be making some mistakes. We are not infallible. So they included in the Constitution a mechanism to correct the Constitution, to amend it. And eventually the Constitution was amended. Now, the Ten Commandments, we don't have the 11th commandment, which says, if you discover any mistake in the previous Ten Commandments, if 60% of you agree on that, then we can amend it. No, we are still stuck with the same text as it was thousands of years ago. So the great thing about liberalism is not that this is not a human invention, just the opposite. It is a rare human invention that acknowledges that it was created by humans, and therefore has a mechanism to amend it.
Right, let's catch up. After Broken Bells back there, we heard The Babe Rainbow from Byron Bay in Australia. Just keeping up with the hits here. This whole episode's a lot of music from bands I like to play on the show. So The Babe Rainbow, they got a new record. It's called The Organic Band. We heard two songs from it back there. We heard Smash the Machine and Mediterranean. Both great songs off this new album. Also not my favorite Babe Rainbow album. Am I being just hypercritical? I'm not sure, but you know, it's certainly good. It's like, you know, they don't put it out anything that's crappy, but it just feels a little like less memorable, I feel like, the songs. But Smash the Machine and Mediterranean were at least good, and I bet there's others that you'll like too if you like those too, so check out the whole thing. Just before I started talking, we heard Dan's CM, aka Computer Magic. I'm just going to keep calling her that. She really wants to go by Dan's, but I'm going to keep going with Computer Man. Whatever. Dan CM, that's the official name of her band now. From, I guess, Los Angeles. That also is annoying because she used to be Brooklyn, but whatever. She moved. I get it. People like, you know, nice weather. Anyway, Fast Cars. Maybe LA is rubbing off on her. That's the name of the single that we just heard, Fast Cars, and pretty good stuff. She was doing a tour around Europe, but didn't come to Stockholm. So, you know, screw you, Dan CM. I'm just going to call you Computer Magic from now on. Yeah, so anyway, great song there. Okay, up next from Bloomington, Indiana, the band Busman's Holiday. I think I might have played them on the show one time before, but they got a new record. It is called Good Songs, and that is an appropriate title. It's full of good songs. So we're going to hear two of the best, Love is Perfect Kindness and Hey Margarita, both really great songs off this Good Songs album. There's like at least two others that I was weighing putting on. It's hard to choose what to put on because the album's full of good songs, as its name implies. So without further ado, Busman's Holiday with Love is Perfect Kindness and Hey Margarita right now on The Sounds of My Head.
I was doing the laundry, just waiting on a call, hoping you had found it better on your own. I remember all you taught me, sipping smoothies through a straw. Pools of love would swell my head and make me weep. Loving eyes are filled with sorrow. See the old folks at the mall. Loving time is ours to hold, but not to keep. In the spring there's family kept the pond. There are times I feel so crazy, sometimes don't feel at all, but I try and catch the wind that helps me speak. She was with me for the moment, we were asked to sing a song. Loving time is ours to hold, but not to keep. Shop on Main, all the colors mix my window. Hallelujah, what a beautiful dream. Next I hear is people screaming, won't be long, just wait for fireman's hands. Margarita, how I need you. Mix the colors, marble lover, slow dance. Vacation, crossed my eyes and felt my fingers extend. On reflection, our connection was beyond a place that I'd ever been. Margarita, can't I see you? Tell me lies like we was playing pretend.
let's catch up one last time. After Busman's Holiday back there, we hear two songs by Sam Valdez, also from Los Angeles. We hear the songs Charlie and Your Party, both great tracks off of this EP she put out called Crush, and pretty good stuff. If you like Sam Valdez, as I do, probably want to pick up that EP because it's pretty good. Even the two other songs I didn't play, all really good. Then just before I started talking, we heard two songs by The Vacant Lots from Brooklyn. We heard Disintegration and Red Dessert, both from this new record of theirs called Closure. Very good. And if you like those two songs, definitely check out the whole thing. It's all chock full of stuff that sounds just like that. It's kind of a cross between Joy Division and Spiritualized and other cool things from a long time ago, but done in an all new way. Very good stuff. Vacant Lots, super into those guys. Really good. Okay, finishing up this year episode of The Sounds of My Head, Sleep Party People. That's the name of the band. They are from Copenhagen down in Denmark. They got a new album. It's called Heap of Ashes, and we're going to hear the first song from it. It's called It Won't Be Cinematic, which I think is maybe like an ironic title because it's pretty cinematic. Maybe that's what they're going for. It's kind of jokey. I didn't care for the rest of the album so much, but I definitely like this song. It's very Sigur Rós-y. It takes a little while to get going, but if you stick with it, you'll definitely get these like classic Sigur Rós vibes and pretty good stuff. Sigur Rós playing in Stockholm recently, so is on my mind, I guess. I think they might have a new thing too. I can't keep up with everything at this point. But anyway, Sleep Party People, they got a new record, Heap of Ashes. First track sounds a lot like Sigur Rós, and you're going to hear it right now. It Won't Be Cinematic right now on The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head, the music I talked over. This episode was Loons One Abril by The Holy Drug Couple. Then Birds of Paradise, another new song by Dan CM. I probably would have just put it on the show, except it was instrumental, so I thought, whatever, I'll talk over it. It's a great song, too. I think I like it even more than Fast Cars, so definitely check out Birds of Paradise. Very good. Then I also talked over Concord Teresa Version, also by The Holy Drug Couple. It came off their album of demos called Moonlust Demos, and it's like all stuff from their previous record, demo form. Pretty cool. A lot of instrumentals. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. On the website, look for a link to Spotify where you can find Season 19. That is all the songs I play on the show that are available on Spotify, dropped into a playlist as the episodes come out. There's just more songs in the playlist. It's many hours, many, many hours at this point. So check out Season 19 right there on Spotify. And there's past seasons as well, I think, at least one, maybe two. That's it. Okay, we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.